This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Steve Elkins. He's a nurse in the ICU, a nurse in the ER, and we're going to be talking about experiences, we're going to be talking about risky behavior, how it's infiltrated our lives everywhere we go, and what you need to know about it. Welcome, Steve.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Very well, very well.
Good, very good.
So, Steve, I was thinking, risky behavior. And I mentioned to you that I would like to talk about that about a week ago.
Sure.
And I see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And when I say risky behavior, I'm talking about people who do things that are just, to me, there's no need to do it. Many circumstances, I think it's just plain old dumb. Let me give you just one example. So the gal and guy go to this lookout point, and it's real high up in the air, and at the edge is this steep drop, but they've got to get that selfie. They got to get the one where they are right on the edge, and they take that picture, and over they go and die.
Yep.
You've heard those stories, right?
Oh, yeah, over the Yosemite. Many of them last year. I think there were six or seven last year, the same thing. Getting a little too close. I think even the Grand Canyon had a few. Yeah, happens quite often. Got to get that perfect selfie, and over the edge. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, to me, it's beyond stupid. I was thinking about yesterday, Independence Day, which has the name, I guess I'm not calling it by the right thing. I should be calling it the 4th of July, because everywhere I look, it's called the 4th of July. So we're celebrating the day, number 4, in the month of July every year. So when people say, hey, have a happy 4th of July, so I guess we should start saying to people, hey, have a wonderful 25th of December.
Well, Vince, I don't even celebrate it. I don't hardly even recognize it because we aren't a free people any longer. We haven't been free for a long time. And I don't really know what we're celebrating. Maybe the freedom is that we can eat as many hot dogs as we want, drink as much beer as we want, and looking up at the sky and watching the fireworks, going ooh and ah, doesn't make me feel like a free man. Since 9/11, 2001, we have lost a lot of freedoms, and I don't even celebrate. Like I said, if I were to fly an American flag, I would be flying it upside down, showing a nation in distress, and this nation is in distress. Hey, I got one for you. Last week we were talking about the IQ. Remember the flip-flops?
Yeah.
I got my own little list. I got my own little list here. I wanted to throw by in.
Sure.
And your listeners might like it. Subtracting 10 points from the IQ for every one of these violations here. And I was walking around in Walmart. Seems like the perfect place to find people that have low IQs. But if I didn't have to save some money and be frugal like I am, and I'm a cost-conscious person. But I've noticed the baseball hats turned around. You get some points deducted for that, turned around, kind of like a gangbanger thing. The pants with no belt showing, exposing your underwear, you lose another 10 for that one. The tattoos and body piercings, another 10 piercings. And a new one here I just added because I saw the insanity. Every 4th of July they talk about this, and I don't, it is such a big thing. It's so important, but they got to discuss it. This guy out of California, Sacramento, goes by the name of Joey Chestnut, Joey Jaws Chestnut, who consumed 71 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I don't know anybody who is insane enough to put 71 hot dogs in their body at one time in 10 minutes deserves to be on that list of minus 10 for the IQ. So we're looking at 30 to 40 IQs out there, a lot of them.
I agree with everything that's on your list.
Yeah.
And of course,
another one in talk about here, insanity. You talk about the pictures. Just the other day, get this here, a guy on a dare ate a gecko and died of salmonella poisoning. Now, you know, this little gecko there, eat that gecko and I'll give you $10. The guy eats the gecko, a live gecko, kills it, eats it, dies of salmonella poisoning. I mean, there's another guy that should be on our list of minus 10, but I just hope we didn't spend too much money trying to keep this guy alive. I mean, that's plain stupidity, and we need to... We need not to waste our money on stupid people.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Now, let me share a story. I mentioned it probably twice on the air before, but Doomsday Preppers. I was introduced to Doomsday Preppers by our dear friend John Stadtmiller.
Uh-huh.
He said, "Hey, Benny, you got to see this. You got to see the show." And so we're in his living room, and this was many years ago. So I was watching. Because we don't have television, I was watching for the first time Doomsday Preppers, and I was watching these stupid people, and I mean stupid people. Smoke was coming out of my ears. And when I got back to Missouri from Texas, I called Washington, D.C., I called National Geographic, and I said, I'd like to talk to the producer of Doomsday Preppers, and they didn't know what I was talking about. So I explained Doomsday Preppers. You know, he had this TV show, and they still didn't know what I was talking about. Eventually, I was transferred to a person who knew what I was talking about. And that person said, "Oh, yeah, Doomsday Preppers, that's Sharp Entertainment, S-H-A-R-P, Entertainment, out of New York." So Doomsday Preppers was not National Geographic, but it was shown on National Geographic, produced by a company called Sharp Entertainment. So I talked to them, and I talked to the casting director, and I said, "I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who's preparedness-minded who behaves the way you display them on your television show." So I invited Doomsday Preppers to come to the Get Prepared Expo, which they sent their casting director 3 times. And she's been on the air with me, and her name is Brooklyn Bagwell. Well, I introduced her to two of our instructors, Franco Molea and Alan Busick. And they were on Doomsday Preppers showing aquaponics. And the aquaponics segment that they did was, "Oh, these two guys are from the Midwest, and they raise fish, and they raise their own bugs to feed their fish." And so they showed this chest, this outdoor wood chest, with rotten apples in it. And the apples bring these bugs, these worms, and those are what are fed to the fish. Okay, so these maggots just show up. Well, the director said to Franco, "Listen, let's get a shot of you eating one of those bugs." Now, those bugs were not raised to be eaten. Those bugs were for the fish to eat.
Right.
So Franco says no. And the director says, I'll tell you what, you do it, I'll do it. Let's get a video of this. So Franco was conned into eating one of these bugs, his daughter's like, "Oh, Daddy, that's disgusting." And that's what's caught on the promotional video for this particular segment. This girl saying, "Oh, Daddy, that's disgusting," as Franco eats this bug or this maggot. Well, he was sick, vomiting for 3 days, just like you're talking about. He didn't die, but he was really, really sick. And as soon as he ate it, he picked the smallest one. He said it was disgusting. Turned to the producer and said, "Your turn." And the producer said, "No way." So what I'm saying is that nonsense that they showed on Doomsday Preppers, a lot of it was just that nonsense.
Yeah.
So people do things that are really, really, really dumb. Now, Franco knew better, but he did it anyway.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, I'm glad he's still alive, but he's pretty furious that he was conned into doing it. Did he have to do it?
Well, he wasn't conned. I mean, he had the choice to say yes or no. I mean, he should have called out the nonsense, the stupidity of the request for him to do something so stupid. Yeah. You know, I look at Americans these days, and in my field, I see so many risk takers, people doing stupid things. I think Americans, basically, they're big risk takers. Everything they do, speeding, no seatbelts, motorcycles riding around with no helmet, engorging themselves at a buffet here, and they're all obese, high cholesterol, hypertension, gambling. I mean, gambling away their savings, have nothing to rely on. They're people that are addicted to that, the drugs, the risk behavior, the tattoos, the piercings, unprotected sex, the stupid YouTube videos where people do insane, stupid things. I mean, I don't know, Vince. It's a bizarre time. The population is getting dumber.
Right. I totally agree with that. The population is getting dumber. And Dr. Norman Shealy says that just by the fluoride introduction into our diet through toothpaste and through city water, we have lowered our IQ by 5 points. So for some people, that's huge. That's the difference between being continent and incontinent.
Yep. Agree. Totally agree. I don't know. These are bizarre times. I'm not saying they're interesting times. These are very bizarre times, what we're seeing today. Very bizarre.
Yeah. The flip-flop thing just drives me crazy. I mean, it really, really bothers me. I see people in the supermarket walking around with flip-flops. And I look at the floor, and I look at, what do people have on the bottoms of their shoes or sneakers when they go into these stores? Then you see other people barefoot.
Yeah.
Can't you get worms by walking around barefoot? Isn't that possible?
Yeah, you actually can. You can.
And that's why I wear shoes and sneakers and boots, because I don't want to get worms.
All right.
But these people, do you think it's that they're just ignorant and they don't know, or do you think they're just careless, or is it both?
I think it's laziness and ignorance, and pretty much both those going hand in hand. They're just lazy, and they're ignorant, and they're risk takers. They don't care. The probability is low to them, and really what it actually is not. It actually is much higher than they think, but they're just very lazy people. They're people who take shortcuts on everything.
Very interesting you use that word, shortcuts. I mentioned, I believe, one time on the air that back in the 70s, I was interviewing for my first real after university job. And I read the Wall Street Journal, and there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about dressing for success. And it was short and sweet. And what it said was, men shouldn't be wearing all kinds of jewelry, ID bracelets, bangles, hoops, rings, no earrings for men, simple white shirt, long sleeve, button-down collar, tie shoes, meaning laces, a belt that matches the shoes. So if it's a black pair of shoes, black belt, brown pair of shoes, brown belt. Not, black and brown mixed, those kinds of things. And the tie shoe thing came to my attention very, very quickly. And the article said that, when people wear slip-ons, they're lazy. And if they're lazy, a careful employer would see that and say, you know what, this guy's lazy. We have no place for a lazy person in our organization. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Steve Elkins and I both have professions. As you know, I'm a farmer. And Steve is a nurse, and he's an ER nurse and an ICU nurse. And when he's not doing that, he's doing his jazz show on the weekends, and he also broadcasts on republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. And his broadcast is on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, republicbroadcasting.org. And it's called Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins. Steve, you have some very interesting things to say about medicine, and we've been talking about risky behavior. And, you know, the flip-flops, I cannot overemphasize how risky a behavior I think flip-flops is. I see people in the stores, in the supermarkets. Now, not only are they risking getting worms and things like that, but they had to get to that supermarket somehow. Most often, they don't walk there. They get in their car and they drive there, which means that they have these things on their feet that are held on by the tension between their toes, two toes that hold these things on. And in a panic situation, when you have to slam on the brakes, these people are entrusting that footwear to actually stay on their foot while they transition from the accelerator to the brake quickly. And I don't think it's a good idea. And it bothers me. And I don't want to be around anybody like that when they are in their vehicle near me. And I really mean that.
I would assume, I'm sure there's probably somebody who's done the test, but there's a delay reaction time of actually, because of the structure itself, what's on your foot, it inhibits you to actually get to your pedal or brake fast enough, because it's actually not firm. It's kind of floating on your heel, you know. Like you said, you have tension between two toes that's keeping you on your foot, so there's probably a delay definitely getting to that brake to brake in time. But let me go back to what I said about shortcuts. And a lot of people say, well, shortcuts, that's a good thing. Well, not necessarily. There is a belief that a shortcut is the path of least resistance, and what I often find is that the path of least resistance, these shortcuts actually add more resistance and more problems for you in the future. You actually complicate more, add more problems to the situation here. So these shortcuts are not a good thing, and Americans, they're lazy. It's not time constrained. They got plenty of time for nonsense and watching their ball games and whatever they're doing, but they don't prioritize very well. And I'm caught on time. I've got to hurry. I need to get this done. And so let's do a shortcut to get to from point A to point B.
Absolutely correct. And, you know, it is something on your list. I actually wrote down your list of minus 10 on the IQ point scale. Something that I was thinking of the last couple of days. When I see people wearing these ball team shirts, you know, and they'll spend, $80, $100 for the shirt with some character on there, whether it be a chicken or a bear or a cardinal, whatever it is, I subtract 10 from whatever I thought their IQ was. I drop it by 10 points just by seeing that. And back to the flip-flops, I can't imagine race car drivers, Emerson Fittipaldi, Colin Chapman, Mario Andretti, sitting around in a restaurant talking about what flip-flops they like the best while they're racing.
That's good. I like that one.
Well, I really can't. And I've got to tell you, as a farmer, there's absolutely, positively no, I don't even own flip-flops. Okay? I don't think I ever really have. Nobody in our family does. And the reason is, no one's going to get on a tractor in flip-flops. Nobody. Nobody's going to work on heavy machinery with flip-flops.
Right.
No, it doesn't suit our lifestyle. But back to the article in the Wall Street Journal, shoelaces. And what they were saying is that if someone doesn't have enough energy, desire to tie their shoes, if they can't do that, they're lazy. If they're lazy, they don't belong in the company.
Exactly.
And the same is, button-down shirt collars. My shirt collars are buttoned down. My shoes are tie laces. I don't have slip-on sneakers. They even have sneakers that look like they have laces, but they don't. They're not laces. They're just for decoration. You slip them on. The laces do nothing. You can't tie the laces either. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The government's jobs report for June indicates job creation has rebounded since the previous month. The report just released by the Labor Department shows the economy adding about 224,000 jobs in June, bouncing back from May's 75,000 jobs created. Also, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.7% in June after holding steady at 3.6 for several months. In Southern California, a magnitude 5.4 aftershock striking just after 4 a.m. today near Ridgecrest after yesterday's 6.4 magnitude quake. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
We have about an 80% chance of at least one magnitude 5 and about a 9% chance that something larger than 6.4 could occur over the next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Stephen Elkins is with us. Kyle in Montana is joining us. Kyle, I want to tell you, I was on the phone with a couple instructors yesterday, and your name came up twice. And in the context of, there are a few people I really absolutely trust, and I mentioned that if Kyle or Sharon in Montana ever had the need to come on over here, they are certainly welcome. And I said, you know, I actually believe that even though I've never met Sharon, I've never met Kyle, I believe that if I had an emergency and I showed up and I said, hey, I'm Vin Finelli, I'd be welcome there. And that's what I mentioned, kind words about you and your wife. And I want to thank your wife for the card she sent me.
You're very welcome, Vince. And Steve, I like your train of thought. I've been as you guys were talking about IQ and different things. I had a little thought there that I think it's different than what the IQ that you're referring to is different than what is measured IQ anymore. Excuse me. I would almost have to call it a common sense IQ.
Yeah.
Because I've known a bunch of these people that wear flip-flops, young guys that have 140, 150 IQs, even some older guys, same kind of thing. Flip-flops everywhere, shorts, you know, there's no real common sense to it anymore. It's like, you know, Vince, I'm reminded again many times when I listen to you and listen to the things that people have done, to that quote that I've mentioned one other time, I think, that my dad said, you know, the further we get from an agrarian society, the crazier people become. And I also was considering something else. You know, there's a quote from Thomas Jefferson that says, timid men prefer the calm of despotism to the tempestuous sea of liberty. And I think the timidness of men nowadays and the feminization of men, even though these guys might be hunters or fishermen or whatever kind of stuff, you know, that are good shots, you know, excellent long range shots and stuff like that. Different things. There's a difference with them from a societal point of view that has made them less of a man than their grandparents in most cases. And I think that is that we don't even recognize it because we're all in this same septic tank, you know, and so all we're really seeing is the stuff that's flushed down the toilet that we're all in, you know, and so it starts changing a perspective of people. And I think it has changed the entire perspective of our society.
Steve, your thoughts?
I agree 100%. There is definitely a campaign to feminize young man. Matter of fact, I've noticed it on TV, mainstream media, many different sportscasters all wearing pink shirts, pink ties, and it's not breast cancer awareness day or anything like that. It's simply there's a feminization going on. The young kids these days, high school boys coming off the school bus, I've noticed. Their hips are very narrow. Their hands look like women's hands. Very little facial hair. There is definitely something going on hormonal, a lack of testosterone in this country, more estrogen that's been boosted. And I had a theory on that. It could be chemical. Could be some of the things in our water. It could be chemtrails part of that. It could be the vaccines that are actually interrupting the hormonal cycle here of testosterone. And lowering that and increasing estrogen is possible during the puberty years. But there actually is a campaign, and we're supposed to now, we're being told that we need to get in touch with our feelings and encouraged to cry and be more feminine. And this is all normal now. This is the new norm. I don't accept that new norm. My grandfather, if he were alive today, he would say, my God, what has happened to the man? Which is interesting that the caller has brought up is that I mentioned this website to you, Vince, and I'm not sure if you've spoken about it yet, but there's an actual website on there that's dedicated to being more manly. It's called theartofmanliness.com. It's a great website. Talks about many, many things that Vince talks about. It talks about being a man and continue on with manly practices. and being prepared for life. And, you know, it's a man's website. And we are finding that this millennial, especially the millennials, that are just very, well, they don't have any skill set. They have very little skill set of taking care of their needs. They can't do anything on their own. They call on, you know, if they have a flat tire on the side of the road, but they don't know how to change a tire. What they do is hit auto service or 911 and emergency, and I need a tow service to come out here and change my tire. They don't have the correct skills. Females also, they can't cook. They can't sew a button on a shirt. There are a lot of skills that they just don't have anymore, and that I can blame the parents. I can blame schools also for getting rid of some of these programs. I love shop class. I mean, we all grew up having a shop class. I learned how to build. I learned how to fix. I learned how to repair. And these are all skills that have escaped this generation of kids.
Kyle, your comments?
Boy, I totally agree with that. Yeah, that's the one thing I decided when we had our children, that I was going to never allow, because they were all homeschooled. The boys and the girls both grew up being around engines, knowing how to change their oil, change a tire, know where the you know, all the specific dipsticks were at, how to check, you know, when to check your radiator, not when it's hot, you know, that kind of stuff. It's you know, those kind of things you learn on a farm, you know, and you learn on, you can learn these things in the city. I ain't saying it ain't totally impossible to learn, but I say that it makes it a lot harder when you're away from a natural type of a lifestyle where you actually grow up. Our kids grew up with us butchering chickens and butchering hogs and milking goats and making butter and making, you know, drinking the raw milk. And those kind of things were just, you know, they're those kind of skills, you only absorb and are imparted to you by having to live some of them, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Steve talked about shop class, and I was looking for a band saw. So I found on Craigslist a band saw. It was $225. It was used. It was a Rockwell brand, top of the line, and it came out of a shop class because the school system, the high school, in its infinite wisdom, decided they didn't need to teach shop anymore. So this thing had the sign on the side that said, you know, caution, you know, wear goggles, you know, those kinds of things, safety first. It had the high school sign on there. It was in fantastic shape, hardly ever used, probably 40 to 50 years old, cast iron. They don't make them like this anymore. This was a U.S. manufactured bandsaw, 14-inch throat. Absolutely phenomenal at $225, delivered. And that's with probably 10 to 20 extra saw bands. I mean,
wow.
And those things are probably $50 a piece.
Crazy. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is we have allowed the school systems to take the education that children need out of the curriculum, which is nuts, which is why, class, if you have a child in school, you need to run for school board office. You need to run for being a director, and you need to fire people because you'll be in charge. You need to fire people who are not doing their jobs. You need to bring back the education that has been taken out that your children need. And shop class is one of those classes. And shop class is not just for guys. I'm talking about welding. I'm talking about wood fabrication, metal fabrication, joinery. I'm talking about all of it. And that's what everyone needs to know. Because, heck, in Europe right now, in England, guys don't know how to hang a picture on a wall, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do it.
Vincent, you and I grew up the same time. We had the same classes. I had all those classes, wood, lathing, everything, welding. I took welding, and it wasn't because I decided I wanted to thought about becoming a welder in my future life here, but I just wanted to know how to do some things, and I find a personal satisfaction when I can fix something, I can build something. There's a great satisfaction of knowing I can do it on my own. I didn't have to pay anybody. And, you know, the question is, how did these classes that were so important in our life when we were growing up, how did they just decide, you don't need to know that anymore? You don't need to know that anymore. Girls don't need to know how to cook. They don't know how to know, need to do how to do this or so. Or they get rid of all these classes. And the question is, how did that happen? Who made the decision to say that's not important? Teaching life skills isn't important anymore. And then if it's not reinforced by a family, by parents or a mother or a father, those skills are lost forever. And now we have a whole generation walking around who can't do anything anymore. Oh, they can play great video games. That's really important. That's going to save you. But they don't have the skill set to go out on their own anymore. And, you know, they're going to end up living in mom and dad's basement forever. It's pretty sad.
I'll give you a concrete example. I'd love to hear Kyle's thoughts on this. Kyle probably heard this story. And by the way, Steve, Kyle is a USA Prepares instructor. He's an electrician. He knows a lot about a lot. He's just like us. I mean, he is a wonderful, wonderful person. Even though I haven't met him, I know this for a fact. I've talked on air, off air with him for years. And anyway. When I lived in Virginia, I thought that the educational system was lacking. And we had a computer company, and I gave the company, Mrs. Finelli and I gave our computer company to the school system. And I taught the students who wanted to take this elective class how to build computers, how to manufacture computers, how to service them. And we built a business within the school system. We sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of my classroom. Okay? The first year. It was a big thing. A U.S. congressman heard about it and decided he wanted to come see this class with his own eyes. My class was selected to represent the Commonwealth of Virginia's Department of Education at the state fair for 13 days, or 11 days was one of those anyway, because it was so revolutionary. Well, when I finally left the school system, one of the teachers who was with me. I had two teachers working with me, or for me, okay? They took direction from me. Well, they were in charge after I left. And when I left, the whole thing fell apart. And what they replaced it with something that was really important. They replaced it with teaching Microsoft Office. That was computer technology after I left. Why? Because the teachers were lazy. Exactly what you said. Kyle, I'd love to hear your comments if you can stay on through the break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Kyle in Montana is with us. I mentioned I believe that the reason my class fell apart after I left was because the teachers were lazy. Kyle, your thoughts on that?
Well, Vince, I think I agree with you that it is lazy, but also think about it. You're a risk taker in that sense. You were willing to work at building a class, taking a chance on building a class and a business within the school. It goes back to that timidity quote that I was talking about that Thomas Jefferson said. It takes work to be free, and you were willing to take that chance and risk in a sense. And I'm not talking about stupid risk. It was calculated. It was wise. It was very thought out. And it was for the benefit of someone else, those children, those kids that benefited from your initiative. And I think, you know, going back a little tiny bit here, I think it all has to come down to the agenda to hit this gender neutral environment so that this nation cannot stand on its own two feet. And I believe we are already there. I really do. I don't think that the country itself can stand with this group of millennials and the X generation and whatever else they're calling themselves now can stand under the weight of their stupidity and lack of initiative and wisdom and common sense. I don't think any nation can. I mean, you even go back to Rome. Rome eventually got to the point where they were hiring mercenaries to fight their wars, you know, constantly. And they were weak. They become decadent. They become a bunch of homosexuals that were running the government. And it went right back to this opulence and lack of male-female things, you know. Like, I'm going to step on some toes here probably, you know. But whatever happened to men being men, learning, jumping into shop class? And I ain't saying girls can't learn some of this stuff too, but that's not their position. That's not their role. What's wrong with a man taking the role of this stuff? You see men on TV and stuff now. Oh, I'll cook, honey. I can make a really great dinner for you. And while the woman is the worker, you know what I mean? How sick is that?
Yeah. Can I respond to that, Vincent?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Please do. Please
yeah,
do.
I don't want to cut you off, but I do want to respond to that because you're right on target there. And, how I take this, Vincent, that they kind of let this thing go is I do believe you were too influential. You threatened their power by using knowledge, and you got to remember you're in their they're in their sandbox there. So I think they probably were just a little too influential. It threatened their power. And by using knowledge, and you were telling these kids to look outside the box, to use some critical thinking skills. You were trying to encourage them to come up with solutions, and that's not part of the indoctrination process. The indoctrination process is what we have going on in our schools today, and you were challenging that, and I think they found that very threatening. And as Kyle was talking about, you're right. They're not teaching masculinity anymore. That's actually a liability now. Masculinity is a liability. You're supposed to be show your female, your emotional female side. I just look at scouting, how they've come after scouting and dumbed that down. Now a girl can join, and it's ridiculous. They're just trying to make everybody equals, and we're not equals. And we need to understand that we are not equals. We're all different. We all have different skill sets. And I'm not the same as a female. She's not the same as me. We both have different skill sets. We both have different things we can add to better this world. But they want to generalize that we're all equal. Everybody's the same, and we're not the same at all.
Interesting you say that. I was hauled into the school board office at a school board meeting, and I was going to be beaten up while I was teaching this class, and they said it was a formal thing. It was almost like I was going to be hung. They said, you know, Mr. Finelli, we've been getting some complaints from the other teachers that we have some computers that aren't working in the school system. Now, there's five school buildings in the county, and I was responsible for keeping all of those running. We've been getting complaints that you haven't been able to keep these computers running. And I said, oh, well, how many are we talking about? And they said, there's seven computers that are not working in the county. And I said, so let's say we're in the taxi business, and we've got a fleet of 1,100 taxi cabs. Do you think it's reasonable that seven of them might be on the side of the road from an engine failure, a transmission failure, a flat tire, or a collision? Do you think that's possible? Is that reasonable?
Very reasonable, yeah.
They backed right down. They backed right down. Because we had 1,100 computers. Kyle, hey, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Vince.
Thank you, Kyle.
Give my best to your wife, a lovely, lovely person, Sharon. Thank you so much. Stephen, I'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.